Tasmania is no stranger to forest protests, but the state has never seen a protest quite like the one unfolding at the moment. It's a protest about a protest. In near-freezing conditions, a forestry supporter is camping at the base of a tree, while an anti-logging environmentalist is perched 60 metres above in the foliage and has been up there for 7 months. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
Miranda Gibson has spent months sitting 60 metres up a eucalyptus tree trying to get more areas of native forest protected. On the ground below the tree, the Tasmanian farmer Michael Hurst has set up a camp and started his own pro-forestry protest.
It's cold and wet. No worry about that. It's cold and wet.
I can hear the rain and it sounds quite heavy. Is the rain coming into the tent?
No. I'm good enough here. No, I'm okay.
And what about Miranda Gibson up the tree? Do you know how she's faring?
Well, I can't see what she's got up there, but look, I've got to take my hat off to her. You know, it's a good effort what she's done. I just disagree with her.
Miranda Gibson has a bird's eye view of Michael Hurst.
Michael has set up camp at the bottom of my tree, and we've had a short conversation. A bit hard yelling over the top of the sound of the wind.
The pro-forestry protesters' decision to camp at the bottom of the tree sparked a flurry of comments on Twitter, with one person calling Mr. Hurst a redneck.
I'm certainly no redneck, but other people might have a different opinion. I'm just standing up for an industry that's been decimated by minority groups.
He says his action will be peaceful and Ms. Gibson isn't worried.
So far, I felt totally safe, and it's about just waiting and seeing from here to see what his reaction is going to be and what his intentions are at the bottom of my tree. But at this stage, I'm feeling calm about the situation.
Now, you're calling it your tree. It is in public native forest. You've been protesting for many years. How does it feel to have someone pulling a protest on you?
I think, everyone has their right to have their opinion and to have their say about the issue. And, I support people's right to have their say.
Miranda Gibson's protest has been going on for 7 months, but it's unlikely the counter-protest will last as long. Michael Hurst is already talking about packing up his camp this weekend.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.